Welcome to the show. We're diving into the world of local talent, artists, wrestlers, and businesses. Let's get started.
Welcome to the 2NU Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the 2NU Podcast. I am here again with this thing. He showed up for some reason. He was already in my car when I got home. I don't know.
I'm the star of the show.
I don't know how he got in. I guess he finally found the keys, or he finally had to walk on two legs. I don't know. But anyways, guys.
Or both.
It could be both. Episode 263. We have a very special episode today.
Yes.
Broadening the doors a little bit more to if for some reason you're sitting down and goes, man, I need to find myself. Am I stuck at the same job over and over again? I should go back to school and get something going for my life. This is the episode for you guys. I hope you guys are tuning in. Thanks so much for last week's episode. You guys did a great job of tuning in, commenting. It was great. I did put the hamster flying through the air, right? For I Choose You Pikachu, right?
Yes.
On that, yes, and they came out beautiful. Mm-hmm. But other than that, guys, thank you again for showing up with us one more time, getting closer to 300 episodes slowly but surely, and we're going to get there. I don't know how, but we're going to get there eventually. And the year's almost up. Oh, by the way, 7 years.
Yeah.
Doing the podcast.
Holy cow.
Thanks so much. I do most of the work.
Congratulations on me, man.
Shut up. You haven't done anything.
It's hard to be this shiny and spectacular for 7 years, especially with, you know. Anyway.
You done?
Working with dead weight. Really,
shut up.
It really makes you appreciate it.
All right. Today's podcast, we got some special guests. One of the largest guests that we had today. Today, of all the podcasts we have, we have four guests in one shot. Yes. We've had three. We've had maybe three and a half, and some people showed up. We had supposed to have five, but they came in three and a half or four and a half or whatever. But today, everybody's present. Everybody's in town. I feel so professional right now. I don't know why, but
do you?
A little bit. But anyways, guys, blow my own horn here, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome South Texas Votech Institution in the podcast.
Welcome, guys. Thanks for being here.
Y'all look great on camera, by the way. Did I pay my taxes?
Ooh, you're in trouble.
We're in trouble.
I'm fine.
Anyways, guys, welcome to the podcast, guys.
First of all, thank you for inviting us here, and not only myself, but allowing us to bring the team. Behind every successful leader is an amazing team. Mm-hmm. That's who we brought with us today.
Yeah. Go ahead and start from,
I'll go and start with myself. Mm-hmm. My name is Omar Trevino. I'm the campus president for South Texas Vocational Technical Institute in Weslaco.
So excited and happy to be here. My name is Elizabeth Cardenas, Director of Admissions.
All right.
Jenny Rios, Director of Education.
There you go.
Thank you for having us. My name is Fabian Martinez. I'm Director of Career Services.
There you go. Okay. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Glad to be here. This is actually the first time we actually had a college or an institute coming to the podcast. I mean, you would think, like, who wants to go with those rejects? why would I want to be on that show with those two rejects?
Well, to be completely fair, this was against their better judgment. they saw the show and they still did.
So. You have to have a talk with, what was your name? Judy?
Judy. We came in with our eyes wide open.
Judy, this is your fault. This is all your fault. No, I was joking.
Should have applied more pressure.
But anyways, guys, thank you for coming to the show, man. I mean, really interested in everything you want to like to hear from you guys, how this STVT is all about. I know beforehand it used to be Votech at one point, right? And now it's South Texas Vocational
Technical Institute.
So, I mean, tell us a little story behind the background.
South Texas Votech, South Texas Vocational Technical Institute has been around for over 50 years.
Wow.
My understanding is it's, initially started off in Brownsville as a ESL.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And from there, just the brand continued to grow across the valley, went from McAllen. Now there's, three campuses here in the valley. Mm-hmm. We have one in McAllen, one in Brownsville, and, of course, Weslaco. We also have one in Corpus Christi, San Antonio. And this is a kicker is, we have a South Texas Vocational Technical Institute in North Texas.
We're just talking about that right now.
We're just talking about that before the show.
We continue to grow and service the communities we're in.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
And then as far as, I mean, I know, knowing the fact that it's from the RGV itself, you have so many different campuses here now. It's grown, it's spread out even more now, right?
Correct.
So, I mean, as far as student-wise, in a total, what's more or less a number, if you can give me a solid number?
Well, for our campus, it's about 413 students right now.
Wow.
And that's kind of replicated. I believe McAllen now has about 437. And our Brownsville campus is about 300, 400. Just about to hit the 400 mark. So.
Shoot, that's a lot of students. Now, what does it take for something like a, like what we said at the beginning of the podcast? You know, there's always that one guy or that one gal. You know, they go, not to say nothing wrong getting a 9-to-5 job, nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you want to further yourself a little bit more. I mean, what does it take to get into the school? What is it that you need? You know,
the great thing is that we offer flexible schedules, which still allows our students to be able to keep their day jobs or evening jobs and still manage to come to school in the mornings or in the evenings. So okay. That's one of the great, potentials that we have for our mm-hmm. students, that mm-hmm. they're still able to go to school.
Right.
One of the biggest fears is how am I going to do this? And it's probably one of the easiest ways to get a career training within less than a year.
Wow.
And how they get started is actually in my department with admissions. Mm-hmm. All they have to do is just call us, set up an appointment, or they can just walk into the building. I have a team of 5 admissions representatives.
There's more of you?
I have an entire
team. It takes a village.
The more the better.
The more the better.
Yes. So I have an entire team that takes the time to discuss the different needs, motivations, why, mm-hmm. you know, discuss their career goals.
Right.
Aside from that, so we get to know all of our students by name, identify how we can find the right fit for them, mm-hmm. Provide tours. We do offer trade programs as well as allied health programs. So there's plenty of programs for anyone that has an interest in continuing their education.
That's awesome. Now, as far as the technical school itself, is it just like we were talking about earlier, we have like welding, which is mm-hmm. one thing we're going to talk about in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Welding, what other like plumbing, electrical, what other programs?
So we offer a welding program, which is a trade,
right,
as well as our CDL
okay.
program. Mm-hmm. They're able to earn their CDL license.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, we also offer allied health programs, which are more into like medical assisting, dental assisting, and medical billing and coding.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
But then we also have our McAllen campus. You know, mm-hmm. our McAllen campus also offers HVAC, you know, electrical.
Wow.
We're currently in the process of automotive service technician.
Mm-hmm.
Brownsville has that as well. So it's
right.
We're spread across the valley, but we offer a variety of courses to meet the needs of our students
right.
and the communities.
And how are the classes? I mean, get with you over here also. Don't leave the two people out on the left. How are the classes like? I mean, what's the hour period? I mean, what's that look like?
So like Ms. Carlos was saying, the flexibility is there for morning and evening classes. So our evening classes can begin from either 5:30 or 6 p.m. Up until 10:30 during the week. And morning classes are from 8 a.m. to about 1:15, 1:30. So just depending on which program you're in. So yes, it's very flexible, the course schedule.
And the beauty of these classes is that they're also offered on a hybrid basis as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And now, for somebody, let's say someone doesn't have a vehicle, or somebody, are there online classes also available for this? Or this is more of an all hands on deck thing?
Well, depending on which program, like for example, the welding program, it is hands-on. The medical assisting program, hands-on. So there is hybrid, but most of the training is in person, hands-on, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because I know, I mean, Everybody in their own block in the city, in your small little community, they always know that one guy. Oh, what's that coming out? He knows how to weld, bro. He knows how to weld. Did he go to school for it? He goes, no, he prendió ahí con el compadre acá, el otro compadre acá. It's always the one that, you know, and I always thought to myself, well, if you can pick up that trait, you know, that you're well off. But in the other way, I mean, you want to get into these companies that are looking for welders. You know, you need to have at least a license to do this. And now that we're talking about stepping into welding itself, there was some sort of competition that you guys automatically won some championship?
Well, one of the things we do is we're trying to engage our community. So we had created a competition across the valley called Weld Wars. And at Weld Wars, we actually reached out to our local, high schools, mm-hmm. see if any of their students wanted to compete in it. And that's where the program took off, the actual competition. So with that said the students got to participate. They were high school students from all around the valley, our La Jolla campuses, mm-hmm. PSJA, we had Brownsville Hanna, had Edinburgh, we had Weslaco, everybody competing against each other. At the end of the day, they won individual prizes based off of their performances, and the winning school actually got to receive welding equipment, welding machines,
right.
Some of the more expensive items.
Right.
And I also brought this along that, the winning team won some custom belt buckles for the
look at that.
So this was one of the things that they really enjoyed. Just once again, it's customized for the event that has a date, and just once again, they won the competition.
Sponsored by WWE. No,
that is an epic belt buckle.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And were any of you here at that event that when it was going on?
Yes, we were all present.
We were the ones that put it together.
Oh, there you go. Right. There you
Along with our support from our marketing department. Uh-huh. Andrew, he did help us, they helped us out significantly, mm-hmm. Facilitate this process. But even at that, we had a lot of involvement from the community. We did have that competition video, but what you didn't see is we also had a live band going on. We had some vendors there. We also had, a lot of other activities happening in the background, free barbecue, all-you-can-eat drinks, everything just to once again engage the community, because we had the families coming in, mm-hmm. watching their children engage in the welding competition. Mm-hmm. And not to mention the employers we had there. We had a vast amount of employers who were great, to help us out. They made donations.
Yeah.
They were just actively involved, looking at the next level of welders coming in.
Exactly.
So that, for us, it's about highlighting the valley, highlighting the students here, mm-hmm. letting these employers who, some locally and some out of the area, know that their talent is here in the valley.
Right, right.
What kind of feedback do you get from employers that are looking for?
From the school, they love it, right? We have employers calling us to recruit from our school, mm-hmm. directly, particularly in the welding field. So that's kind of my area. When you start going into career services, once you're finishing your program, we want to assist in helping you find that employment. That's not just you complete your program and
that's not
the way it works.
Yeah, exactly.
So what we want to do is make sure that our students are confident when they're coming to our school that by the time they're done, they're lined up with a job, mm-hmm. right? And although we can't guarantee the job because they are, they ultimately have to go through interviews and complete tests, do certain things to get hired. Mm-hmm. We do line them up with those employers, so we help them set up the interview with the employer. We even set up the tests. In fact, just yesterday we had SpaceX on campus.
Oh wow! Okay,
And they tested 15 of our students. Half of those already have job offers. The others are going to continue practicing. Wow. But then it doesn't stop there. Today we had a large company coming in from Ingleside, Kiewit. They came in and they tested another group of our students.
Right.
At our school. So we make sure that these employers come. They recruit from our school.
Right.
Our students are ready to test with them. And, that a lot of them leave with employment before they even graduate. Right. So these students that are that are being tested yesterday and today, they haven't graduated yet.
Right.
And they already have a job aligned for them.
Right.
So that's got to make them very excited, mm-hmm. to know that, there's a possible future out there.
Definitely.
Wow. That's great.
That's awesome.
Especially
man.
With SpaceX. Because I don't think people in the Valley really understand the impact that SpaceX will have on them in the future. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a whole new infrastructure that's set up around, just the science that's going around SpaceX. Mm-hmm. And it's not just road construction. It's not, it's plumbing for homes and for the businesses that are going to be sprouting up around it. And so hearing that, that's great. That's just a little, little sneak preview of what's to come.
And also to add to Weld Wars, they are the judges, right? These employers are the judges for this competition.
So
it's not necessarily South Texas Boat Tech that's judging these students that are competing. It's those employers.
Right.
They come and they participate. They become part of that event, and they judge those students. So they're giving them real feedback, right?
Right.
From the industry. it's not just the education portion, but it's the actual industry subject matter experts that are coming in and they're telling you, hey, you know what? You did amazing. You deserve this award.
Right.
That's great.
That's all. In the, you know, oh, what's up, Brian Davis? Yes, you made it on time, buddy.
Finally.
It's weird how they talk about when you're talking about the assumption that some of the companies are coming and come and look at these students, and then when you say that you help them out and go out and try to get, you know, what is situated, and the more and more I hear, man, this welding thing that they're doing, all these companies came in, it was kind of like a combine, like an NFL combine day, draft day,
right.
You know, and they come and check out the prospects, and then you got your agent Fabian over here, you know, goes, I got this kid, he can do it for us, 89,000 a year. Well, you know, I got to get my share, make it 120. You know, it's crazy, but we really look at from a bigger picture. You're like, you're getting the help you need to further yourself down for the future. I mean, yeah, okay, you work in a retail store. You've been there for 30 years, 20 years, 15 years. You're going to come to a realization later down in life. You're like, man, am I doing this for the rest of my life? Am I going to be, can I go out, like I said, the welding, the plumbing, the electrical, you know, and HVAC. Some of these people that I know that have the license for HVAC have their own companies, you know, and they're their own boss. They do their own hours, man. And it's crazy. You know, that's something, I think that's what the goal is for a lot of the older guys like me, the mid-age guys and the younger guys that are, and the young ladies are coming also. They want to be their own boss. They want to set their own schedule. They want to go when I'm ready to go. But at the same time, you get hungry and you want to get out there and get more. And that's what it's all about, you know. This is your future. You're planning your future, and to have these kind of institutes out there to help you do that, you know. And like you said, we're talking about this earlier. You know, we go to school, we go to high school. You're in there, you're doing your thing. You know,
yeah.
You're in the football team, you're in basketball. Okay, whoop de doo. Yeah, all right. You think you're good enough to make the NBA, NFL, or you're gonna be high gymnast, whatever? Go for it. Live your dream. Try to get it, but you gotta have something in the back burner, just in case. Injuries happen.
It's not just that. Like what I was saying earlier before the show, when I was going to school, it wasn't pushed, you know, that, oh, you don't want to be a plumber. You don't want to be an electrician. No, you want a good job. You want to be a president, or, you know, you want to be a lawyer or a doctor or something. Yeah. So you go to college for 4 years. And, you know, as time goes on and you grow up, you realize that's not really an option for some people.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, you would have done really well, you know, in one of those jobs. You know, having a CDL, that would have given you freedom and money, you know.
Right.
Being a plumber, it would have paid you really well. You know, being a welder, you could have worked in the oil fields, and that's like all kinds of crazy money.
No kidding.
So, like, I would have really appreciated having, you know, STVT around at that time.
That's what I'm saying.
Educating me as to, like, this is the reality.
Yeah, and don't get it wrong. There's some high schools, even when I was back, like my son says, you were born in the 1900s, Dad. back in the early 90s.
Yeah, that's true.
Back in the 90s. No, you know, they had vocational classes. Mm-hmm. There was auto body part. There was Business Computers of America. There was crafting, you know, carpenting. They had all this stuff. But the thing is, not to say it's a sad part, because I know they meant it to be something, well, you know, something. Hey,
sure.
You know what? Maybe there isn't the funds to go to Harvard or to Miami or these big colleges we dream we can go to. You know, not to say aim lower. You got to come realize something. Hey, you know what? Maybe I should start here, and I'm doing this. Maybe I can try to shoot higher and have the funds to where I need to go. You know, this will be my main thing.
Unless you have one of those abuelitas who loves you and says, no, mijo, just work at the HEB. Yeah.
You can say it over and over. No, but... And as far as, I mean, being 50 years, by the way, I believe it was in 1975 when you were established. Mm-hmm. That's the year I was born. So when you said 50 years, like, oh, it's my age.
Well, born 50 years.
So it's a new 20, right? Let's just leave it. But, you know, has the student base grown more? I mean, as far as
what does the student base look like? Is it like mixed? Is it like young people?
It's very diverse.
Okay.
We have individuals straight out of high school, and then we find those individuals that have already, you know, completed a career and now they're ready for something that they've always wanted to do.
Okay,
it'd be the medical industry or, you know, the trade. I was going to mention also that I know earlier we were talking about CDL, how now, you know, we have team drivers,
yes,
spouses, and not to leave behind welding. I hear more often now females joining the welding program.
That's awesome.
Good.
Just
that's
because,
awesome,
you know, they have found that their partners are working in the field. One, you know, they want to be out there working with them, and mm-hmm, two, financially being more supportive.
Yeah,
yes,
and so
yeah,
it helps,
yeah,
you know, for both of them to be away and, mm-hmm, you know, making that type of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I will say currently our welding population, about 20% of our welding pop is females.
Hey!
Wow.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome, man.
And you should see them work. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, they take so much pride. Not that others don't, but you can see their dedication to their craft. I mean, we've had some that have started off with us. They've left and moved up, and now they're supervisors, managers at some of these companies within a short period of time because of their dedication. We always tell our students, and you get out of it what you put into it.
Right.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and one of the things we do for all of our welders is, if you know, if you're a student, then you get free tutor, and you can always come back as alumni to utilize our facilities, mm-hmm, the, you know, what we have there to continue practicing your craft for additional employment opportunities. So it's not just, okay, you're welding, you know, during your classroom time, but you can stay behind just to continue to focus on your craft and you know, once again, develop that.
Exactly. And then the beautiful thing about that also, once you graduate from the institute, you go off, you do your job, you establish yourself, you know, and say, you know what, time for me to retire. You can always come back and say, you know what, I want to teach.
Right.
I want to teach, you know.
Well, if they're open to that.
I'm pretty sure they are. I mean, it's a beautiful, that's something. It's a beautiful art. I mean, welding is a very beautiful art. I mean, just look at, you can't look at it directly. You'll mess up your eyes, but it's a beautiful art. You know, I've seen it done. I've seen it done hundreds of times. And, you know, to do that, to learn something, to have that in your back pocket and say, you know what, I learned this. I would love to share this, my experiences with the new breed that's coming in. You know, I want to show them what to expect when you go into this field.
Well, I was imagining that once the, you know, people graduating that have been working in the field for a while, they actually come back to SDVT to do what these employers are doing now, to scope out new talent. Maybe they have their own business.
Prospects.
Like, prospects.
Prospects.
You know, and if you watch the video, you know, one of those success stories is there.
A young female,
you know, once again, she was one of our, and she's an alumni. Mm-hmm. She moved up, and now she was the one judging the competition for
there
the
you
employer,
go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trying to scope out the new talent to recruit for the employer.
Did she have any stories to share, like you know, her career, or you know, anything?
While she was on the job or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, she did share a lot, and once again, she says, you know, she felt, you know, she was very confident, and it comes across. You know, she said, "But if y'all would have had this competition for us when I was here, I would have taking home the gold."
There you go.
So I was like, wow, okay, I love the confidence.
There you go. Right.
Should have let her compete. Well,
yeah, you know what? That is. Yeah.
Go for it, man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Give her the buckle.
And the championship belt.
Yeah, no kidding.
I saw that belt, man. I saw that gentleman holding it. I'm like, dude, that is freaking awesome. That is awesome.
Don't worry, we're going to get our own championship.
I don't know what for. We're going to get one.
Doesn't matter. We're getting one. Everyone else can.
With your face on it, right, buddy?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Never fails.
Yeah.
But that's awesome, man. I mean, in each institute, like you said, you guys are based in La Jolla, I believe?
Westco. But the champions of World War was La Jolla, High School.
High School. Okay, all right. Now,
had a great team.
Each school or institute y'all have, they all have their different
there's some similar courses that they offer, but you know, when it comes to trades, we're just slightly different.
Okay.
But we all, you know, we operate, you know, within our communities. You know, mm-hmm, we do a lot of community events.
Right.
And part of what we do is give back to the community in any way possible. So, you know, like, for example, we had what we call BYOB, now what you think, in August, which was actually...
You almost had me.
That was almost...
Just
close.
But, you know, it's bring your own backpack.
Okay.
To where we had about 800... families from the community, 800 students kind of walked through our doors, and we gave out, you know, free food and also school supplies to load up their
crate.
Right.
You know, we do things like that all the time. We have one upcoming. We partnered with Goodwill Industries to do a trunk or treat this year, to where it's a donation drive, mm-hmm, for Goodwill, but also it's just a fun event for the community, you know, to come out, mm-hmm, there, a safe safe environment for the kids to come enjoy, you know, the games that we have, the activities, and get some free candy and just have, you know, a good time with the festivities we have going on. So that's taking place here in Wessico at our campus on August 30th, and it's right there outside in the community. So we always have a good outcome. We love the response that we get from the community here in Wessico. I mean, they really show out, and we really appreciate it.
I noticed, I like to observe my guests when they're sitting down, but I've noticed that you're wearing a pin.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
What does that pin signify? Because I see both of you wearing a pin. Fabian, where's yours?
And I forgot
Matt, mine. Where's yours?
It has to be
we're going to see you right now, man.
Where is mine?
it's actually our mantra. You know, one and oh. You know what? Win the day. You know, at the end of the day. You know, you can have a bad day one day, but hey, you know what? You build up enough one and O's every day. You know, you go to battle, you win every day. So win the day is what the mantra is.
I like that. That's nice.
Yeah.
Because like, you always have tomorrow.
Yeah.
You get one
here? To work tomorrow. One a day.
Today's my day. To do what? I don't know, but it's going to happen.
Something's got to happen.
Tomorrow
has to be better than today.
Yeah, exactly.
You're way better than the last.
Yeah. I always I've seen I forgot the name of the gentleman, the Navy SEAL who gave that speech, man, a long time ago. I was watching on a YouTube channel, a YouTube video, and he talks about that, you know, how they go through different steps of being a Navy SEAL. And the number one step, first one, was making your bed every morning. And I never understood that. I go, okay, make your bed, okay, never make it didn't make sense to me. Okay, right. Every day he would make his bed. Every day he'd make it had to be nice and straight. Had to be where you could bounce the quarter off of it and everything. And I'm like, okay. He never understood it either. But the conclusion of that, making your bed every day, you say everything might have gone wrong the whole day, but you did one thing right, and you made your bed. The bed came out the perfect thing today, so that was the best thing of the day. So I'm like, this kind of like the one I know, so something like that. So, yeah, man, that's beautiful. That's awesome.
Mine is not burning the tortillas in the morning.
You can move beyond that, right here.
Everything else
is fine. We're all
down there. Everything else can go straight to hell, but I need a good non-burned tortilla.
See, I'll try to have a promising moment. Yeah. And he goes, yeah, get down from there. That's what's beautiful. Oh my gosh. So I know you brought us some. By the way, we're hanging up all this stuff. Even in our buddies next door, we're hanging up there too. But they put a camera over here. We're at number two, right? Yeah, number two. They came and gave us some of these little bad boys here. These are beautiful.
Some really cool pins. Yeah, finally something for the wall.
Yeah, put it right here. Yeah. Look at that right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, this looks nice there. And I saw you brought some more stuff with us. This is awesome. This is great. Thank you so much. I'll use that lanyard for work for sure. And I'll throw the frisbee to Chew later on after the show.
Yeah. Catch it with your mouth.
No, but something else I was going to ask you right now also.
Thank you very much for this.
Hey, no problem. Like I said,
briefly. So you say for anybody to come to this, it doesn't matter what age.
It doesn't matter what age as long as they hold a high school diploma or GED.
Okay.
Even at that, for individuals that have not completed their high school program, we also offer Encora High School, which allows them to be able to go online and earn the credits needed for them to earn their high school diploma.
Oh, okay.
An accredited high school diploma. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And that is online.
That's something. That's something new.
That would be so very helpful to a lot of people.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I know that, you know, for there are reasons people may not make it all the way through high school to complete their education. And that's really like a big, you know, roadblock to them. Like they just can't get past that. Like, you know, I didn't finish high school, so I'm just going to be a taxi driver or something. You know, nothing wrong with that. But, you know, if they want to improve, that is really, you know, that's really a light that they can look forward to.
Correct.
Completing their education and then moving forward finally.
Yeah. That's great. Option of, you know, either enrolling at our campus or they can attend any university or college of their choice.
Oh,
So that adds great. On as a score, sort of like a college credit or something like that, or how does that work?
No, it would be a high school diploma.
So
they can go to any college and enroll.
It's a recognized.
I understand. All right. Wow, that's pretty cool. I mean, that to have that option, because I know sometimes there are a couple of students through the years, you know, they go through a rough patch and they say, you know what, high school isn't for me. They go off, get a job, do what they got to do. And then suddenly, you know what, I wish I can go back. And some lean towards the GED. That was always the option.
Always knew brainiacs out there. We were like, you know what, I'm too smart for this school. I'm going to get a GED. I'm going to get out.
Yeah, exactly.
And that never really worked out.
And he's still working at the show cake. But
nothing wrong with working at the
show. Nothing wrong.
That's your dream job.
Yeah,
right?
But you know you can do better for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
But that option for say, you know what, maybe I should go back and get my diploma. Maybe I should try jump online and do that. Because I know a while back, my mom went in to get her GED also. You know, she wanted to finish, and I believe she did finish, and she did get the GED after all. I believe so. But if this is something, you know, great for young men, young ladies that decide, you know what, you know, like you said, smart guys, smart girls, I'm too good for this. I want to leave.
Yeah.
And they go off in the wonder of own, and then they realize, man, that was a big mistake. Yeah. I need to go back and get, you know, like I said, the first thing, GED. Mm-hmm. But now you're saying an actual high school diploma.
And that on a daily basis, we come across individuals that are not confident about, you know, either earning their high school diploma or obtaining a degree in welding or in the medical field. But a lot of things that we do at the campus level is we have a lot of support, a lot of encouragement, motivation to allow them to be able to take the next step. It can be the scariest thing. Once they get their foot in the door and they find that they have the support at the campus, then it makes it a lot easier for
them. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
See, that's another thing that people don't really talk about is sometimes you need support. You need to know that it is okay that you're not where you thought you'd be.
Exactly.
You know, it is okay where you are, and you want to do better, and you know, we see you and we want to help you.
Right.
And now on that subject, the big question is, how do we pay for this? You know, tell us about financial aid. How easy is it? You know, what do people need to know about that? You know,
very good question. Details? Yeah, that's one that's everybody's mind, the financial aid thing. How does that work?
We are federally funded, so we do offer financial aid, just like any other university or college, and that is through different programs. We offer the FAFSA, which allows you to be able to apply for Pell Grants, SUG grants, student loans, monthly payments. So we have different payment options. Many times individuals are afraid of asking, but once they find that they meet with a financial aid officer at our campus one-on-one, they're able to find out that there's areas or opportunities for them to be able to apply for that, as well as scholarships that we offer at the campus.
Oh, okay.
So there's many different ways. It's just a matter of just walking into the campus, speaking with a financial aid officer, and we can, you know, give them a payment plan, which is accessible for them to be able to handle.
And the grant that they would be that they could apply for, that would be dependent on the field that they want to go into.
There's scholarships and grants, like if, you know, high school graduates get a grant. There's certain, you know, criterias, but there's for some of the scholarships, there's a little bit of an application process. You know, they have to put something into it. You know, they have to write an essay letting us know why they chose that career field, why it means so much for them, and you know, it's reviewed based off of that. So you know, there's certain categories or criteria in order for them to get that. But even in addition to that, you know, we really try to do the right thing for the right reasons, right? You know, as far as trying to remove barriers and really helping out these students. So we have a great, you know, community resources available for our students. You know, we have partnerships with Hidalgo Community Service Agencies. You know, Workforce also offers a WIOA grants to help support the students' funding while they're going, you know, to help pay for their tuition, but also while they're going to school to help, you know, with support services, you know, transportation assistance, rental assistance, all these other options. So we have a great partnership with them to help support our students, because we know that, once again, they're trying to improve the quality of their life. You know, they're encountering barriers, and we're trying to connect them with those opportunities, because we know that at the end of the day, you know, it's all in the best interest of the student to improve their life and their quality of life, become active contributing citizens here in our communities, you know.
Yeah,
that's awesome, man. That's awesome. We're going to stop pausing that note because we got sponsors.
Okay.
That we got to take care of today. So let me go ahead and change camera over here to these two handsome men right here. For you. But first off, big shout out to Notice Construction, guys, residential, commercial.
Still with us, huh?
Yeah, still with us.
Awesome.
can't believe they won. Los aguantaron tanto. And those construction guys, these guys are a great company. Tony does a great job of craftsmanship, you know, building new homes, commercial base, residential, remodel, renovation. These guys do it all, man. And I know they'll be sponsoring also with their concrete company next.
Yes.
So that's going to be another must. Tony, if you're watching, keep an eye out, man, with these Votech guys. They got prospects. I know you're always looking for great plumbers, great electricians. This is where you need to go get the nitpicking from. These are the guys you want to talk to. I know those construction guys, great sponsors of the podcast. Big shout out to those guys. Like always, guys, every brick, those construction building, your dream by with every brick. Also, big shout out to Pandora's Box Tattoo Parlor up in Edinburgh, Texas, to Freddie Honda. Freddie, I know I was supposed to go out there and go get another tat. Didn't have time, bro. It's been crazy the last couple of days, especially October.
He's getting lazy, Fred.
Yes, I am, Fred. Yes, I am. Lazy. I'm being too damn lazy. But
it's getting cooler.
Guys, head out, hit Freddie up, kick him out QR code, give him a call, let him know Chewy New sent you. Also, another sponsor sponsoring our promotional posters out there in their shop is the Valley Trophies LLC. Yes. Guys, hit them up. They got trophies, plaques. Fantasy football, man. You can get your championship something, your champion and your loser, which is the toilet, which is the last one. That's the best one to go out there. Also, big shout out to Extreme Nutrition LLC, located north of Westaco off the expressway. Juices, protein shakes, froyo, smoothie, bowls, and supplements. Guys, you want to get your health back in health, get your whole system working at 100%, look these guys up. Let them know Chewing Your sent you. Close your ears. You don't want to hear this one. a big shout out to, not you, you idiot.
Oh, sorry. You weren't specific.
Big shout out to Texas Toke Smoke Shop, your place for CBD and all your smoking essentials. Guys, aches and pains. You got cream for aches and pains and all the other stuff you need to use, man. Give them a call. Let them know Chewing Your sent you. Last but not least, Gallery Cactus, our old stomping ground, our old studio. Ah, the great old good old times. Looking for crafts, memorabilia, or vintage clothing? Give these guys a call. Head out to their place every Friday and Saturday nights with live entertainment. You will not miss. It is a great opportunity to go out there and enjoy the Westaco nightlife. And the last but not least here, I do have the Chewy New Podcast caps. If you guys are still available, we got quite a few. But if you buy them with us here, they run a little bit cheaper.
Just a little please bit buy cheaper. Them. Please.
We're overstocked.
I'm sick of tripping over boxes. Please buy something.
They were last ones 6 years ago caps.
Yes, they're still good. I promise you.
But now, guys, thank you to all our sponsors, supporters. Oh, also, last but not least, they gave me two tickets right here to the Corn Maze in Donna. They'll be open already on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Two free tickets. Who am I going to give the ticket to? I don't know. Well, he I guess. Here you go, man. Here's your free ticket, buddy.
Enjoy. I'm not going for that.
Yeah, here's your kid.
Yeah, take your kid.
All right, you're right there. We'll see. Well, maybe we'll raffle them off. I don't know. But, yeah, they came over to the shop today and dropped it off. They'll be open Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. Fun for all families, kids and adults. And don't forget, Halloween's around the corner, guys. They do have a little spooky section for the family to go entertain themselves. So you might want to jump in and have some of that done.
You better get in early because that place is going to be packed.
Super packed. I'm not sure that drive-through car wash is already packed or not. I'm not sure if they already started already.
I don't know either, dude. Maybe. I don't know.
Last year was just horrible. The line was ridiculous. Yep. But anyways, back to our guests here. We have them back on our podcast. Thank you for the long, the hesitant wait there, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Sorry if we scared you. You know, it's just something we got to do.
So being in the October month, October 2nd to be precise, we like to talk a little bit of Halloween. Basically, everybody, when Halloween starts, everybody starts watching scary movies. You know, everybody's like into scary movies. Everybody likes to watch their favorite scary movie. My question from left to right, or from left to right, yeah. Not my right to left, but your left to right. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh. That's your question.
I'm getting to it. I'm like a pitcher. I'm warming up.
Right? Oh, my God.
Here comes the curve. No. Favorite scary movie of all time. Go ahead. Which one is it?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I do not like any scary movies. Ever since I saw The Exorcist,
that's all. That's all I have to say.
That's all you had to say.
I can't.
That movie. When I saw that movie for the first time, I know my parents had just. Antes, there used to be a. I think it was at Perry's here, down here in Westville. This is a long time ago. My dad rented that VHS thing or the Betam. You know what I'm talking about. And my dad, for some reason, he just grabbed it. And he gets home and he got three movies because it was a package deal. Three movies in the VCR. He paid for so much for one day.
Yeah.
So you have to knock out three movies in one day. So we watched the first two. I didn't really like the last one. It was already late. We're going to see a scary movie. My mom said, I was like, all right, I think I was like maybe seven, 8 years old. I think, I don't really remember. She slaps it in there and it starts happening and it starts out. Like, what the heck is this? And then, you know, it so goes on so forth. Then the little girl gets possessed and all that. Oh my God.
Trauma.
Ladies and gentlemen, I went to church for 4 months straight. I was traumatized.
I think the first time I saw that movie, I noked out when she like spider crawled down the stairs.
Oh, that was the new one when she does the spider crawl. The new one, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That was the most trippiest thing. So
none for me.
No. So never again. You know, I'm done. Well, okay. At least you kept yourself at the right movie. You know?
That's sure, Mr. Trevino.
It had to be The Exorcist. You know,
awesome.
Although she said that, yeah, The Exorcist. I mean, I loved it as a kid. Well, I was terrified of it as it's an ultimate horror movie. But then also the original Salem's Lot. As a kid,
that
scared the living daylights out of me. You know, once again, the little kid knocking on the window. And, I mean, I was probably about 8 years old.
Never should have messed with the window.
Exactly. A little noise.
Salem's Lot, man. That's a good
original
very good one, man. Mm-hmm. They released a new one, if I'm mistaken, right?
Correct.
I know you went to go see that one, too.
Yeah.
The new Salem's Lot. How was that?
It was terrible.
It was terrible. Yeah. Well, at least you're honest, bro. It was terrible.
It was terrible. It was crap. Yeah.
Yeah, we always expect more on the remakes, but they can never
live up
to the original.
It doesn't have the same, you know, kick and zing, mm-hmm. The original. Yeah. I've seen it before. It was done better the last time. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I'll take that opinion as a grain of salt.
Yeah.
I think the Exorcist, because I never watched a movie after that. I don't like horror movies.
So all movies. Is that,
that was the one I did it for you.
That was, okay.
Yeah, I like Fabian's look over here. He's like, I got one for you guys.
No.
I got one for you guys. Check this out. Showgirls.
That was terrible.
Mean Girls.
That was terrifying for me too, buddy.
Now I wear pink every Wednesday.
There you go. Hey,
No. Honestly, as when I was a child, I watched The Exorcist as well. I was in Mexico actually when I watched it, and that was scary. So I closed my eyes half the movie.
How was the movie?
And
it was great.
And then
after that, I quit.
It sounded amazing.
Yeah. So we have to agree. Exorcist was your okay. Mm-hmm. Now here's the next question. Worst scary movie that you're like, why did they even make this film? I mean, I know you said no more for you, so you're tapped out, right? You're tapped out. I know there had to be one scary movie you said, you know, why?
It wasn't even a scary movie. It was just an old school movie. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Dude! Best movie ever!
It was.
Yeah. It was right up there with Flash Gordon.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Dude, it was like Killer Clowns and Goonies.
Come on.
Jeez.
But yeah, there's been quite a few bad horror movies, but yeah, that's one of the ones
I'll,
I remember.
I'll give you one right now. Do you have one?
Or maybe The Leprechaun.
The Leprechaun!
Another great movie. Oh, my God. Jennifer Aniston.
Oh my God, Leprechaun, dude! It's been Leprechaun the Hood. That was the best one. Huh?
I thought all Irish people talk about Leprechaun for years.
Oh my gosh, Fabian, come on, man, give me one.
I don't know. I think like Jason. It was just
Which
to
one?
I just feel like, why do they keep like tripping and like it's like to me it's
just, the barn.
Yeah, it's like it's stupid. Just you
just
know, like
run.
Yeah, what's going on? But yeah, I think that's probably.
What yeah, I hear you, man. I go worst horror movie, bro. I'll bet you give me one right now.
You know what? I'm just gonna say Paranormal Activity, dude. I didn't really.
Really?
Yeah.
It was
the first one. Okay, it was pretty good. It was original. You know, it was something new. It got me. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
But after that, it was just like, well, come on.
Yeah.
What happened?
I got you.
Yeah. So
worst,
Paranormal Activity. Too,
worst say. Movie I had ever seen. I still remember seeing it on the Elvira show back in the 80s. Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. That was most weirdest and dumbest movie I've ever seen.
It's Killer Tomatoes
and,
from
and
outer
the way
space.
You're looking at me, like, what do you mean attack it? Exactly what the title says.
Yeah.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. There were people riding in the streets and there were little tomatoes rolling and they would eat each other or eat a human. They would get bigger and they get bigger. By the time the movie was like a tomato about this big rolling down the streets just eating people.
Like the Blob.
So that's another great movie.
Only more rich in vitamin C.
Right, exactly. It's like they squashed the eagle today and I turned into a blob.
Sharknado 5.
Wow. Oh, no.
Another classic. Another classic.
Don't push it, Fagan.
What were your thoughts on the Blair Witch Project? I remember there was a big hype when it first came out. They didn't have it in the theaters here. The closest to the valley was in Corpus Christi.
Right. You want to answer this first?
I was just going to say, frankly, in my opinion, it was overblown.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. I mean, there were some good moments, but overall, I mean, it was just overblown. I mean, it wasn't anywhere near the level
of horror.
Yeah, of horror that they were saying, like, oh, it's satanic. This is it. No, it wasn't. I mean, it, especially with the ending, like, no, it was way overblown.
I'm gonna be really honest with you, man. I kind of have my open mind when it comes to movies. Mm-hmm. I'm really open minded. I want to see what it is. I want to see what it's about. And when I went in with an open mind to watch Blair Witch Project. I saw it at the theater. Actually, it was my wife and I went to go check it out, and we were watching it. At first, you know, okay, a couple of college kids. They're going camping. They want to go look for the Blair Witch or whatever, you know. Then you see these sticks all over the place. Oh, man. There's a piñata place close by. What's going on here? You know, the Hispanic thought, you know. There's a piñata place. Hey. Let's get a chapulín. You're looking at that. I'm like, okay, weird. And then all of a sudden you see the ruffle. When they're in the tent, it starts ruffling. I'm like, okay, this is not going anywhere. What's going on? And then you see them running, and you see the boogers come out of the girl's nose, and they run to the town. They find a little tower, and they get in, and the guy stands in the corner, and then and that's it. I'm like, I paid $7 for this. No. I could do the same movie at home.
I could make the same thing in the house.
And these guys became millionaires for this movie. That was so crazy.
Yeah.
And then they tried to do a Blair Witch 2.
Yeah.
And then the reweight
of
Blair Witch.
Blair
I'm like, oh my gosh. It was
it was just garbage.
It was garbage.
Yeah.
It was literally garbage. Garbage, guys.
Yeah.
But anyways.
But if I could make a recommendation, since everyone loves terrible movies here.
How can you tell?
Yeah. I recently learned of a movie called Rubber.
What?
Now,
Rubber. I've heard it. I've heard about it, believe it or not.
Yes. Apparently.
I know, that's kind of bad right now.
It has all the earmarks of a classic in a future classic.
Okay.
It is about a sentient tire. A tire that comes to life and starts killing people.
A tire.
Yes, a tire.
We're talking about a car tire.
It looks like a car tire, yes.
Yep.
Oh, with good tread. It's not one of these junk tires that people toss aside.
It's not the one you pick up at Pizza Hut.
It's a good tire. It's got full tread. It probably even has a warranty on it.
It has a warranty on it.
Yeah.
2 years. 2 years.
So two-year warranty.
10,000 miles.
Yeah.
Trying to keep it real here, people.
It comes to life. And for tire reasons, starts killing people.
That is, you know what's so weird? I'm probably going to look it up today.
You're right, fire stick. Do yourself a favor and you look it up. It is just right up there.
I think the ladies say, you know what? We might give her one more time. One more shot.
That recommendation.
After that recommendation, maybe we'll take a shot.
Really? Because I heard her saying, like, we shouldn't have come here.
What are we still doing here?
What are we still
Why
doing
are you still
here?
Talking?
But, hey, the door is locked.
The door is locked. We can't leave. That's right. Jokes on you guys.
This is a new
horror. No, guys. First of all, I know we're 49 minutes in. We're coming around close to an hour already. I don't know if there's anything on the table you want to spell, let the audience know about, you know, for the school. I mean, anything coming up that you want to talk to us about?
I always welcome anyone that's interested in joining one of our programs. Give us a call, stop by, get a tour of the campus. And if we're the right fit, you know, just take care of your registration. And if we're not, we're still going to provide support maybe to our sister schools or mm-hmm. any other university or college. But get going, do something.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, for real.
I'd like to encourage everybody to follow us on social media. You know, we always have events that we, contribute back to the community. We try to engage the community. We have our trunk or treat coming up on October 30th on Thursday from 4 to 7.
Oh, awesome.
Partnering with Goodwill Industries. So if y'all have some items you want to go ahead and donate to Goodwill, you don't have to drive down the road, to the neighboring towns. Just come to our campus. They're going to be there collecting these items. And come by, bring your kids. We're going to have some Halloween costume contests, free candies, food, mm-hmm. good time. So come on out.
Yeah,
excellent.
We do have amazing faculty instructors with many years of experience in their field. So like Ms. Galena says, you know, we welcome anybody to come in. We do have Bring a Friend Day, so they can even sit inside the classroom to audit the classes, before or during the tour. So, mm-hmm. We invite them to come in and check out the classes.
Same thing for career services. You know, the team is amazing. They really go all out trying to connect with those employers and making sure that, you know, they're coming in to give presentations to the students so that they know what they're looking for in their industry. So they get to meet the employers and get to talk to them. And then, you know, they're never left alone. Throughout their entire process and education all the way through employment, we're always there to support.
Awesome.
Wonderful. And wonderful. One last thing, if I may, we have Weld Wars in 2026 coming up. You know, another competition. It's going to be great. I anticipate it being bigger, better, more schools participating this year. We're looking at March 28th. It's on a Saturday.
Make sure you say that to us so we can promote it on our Facebook.
Yes, most definitely. We'd like to have y'all come by if y'all are available during that time.
Yeah. Or if you guys want to come back, you know,
next before. Project. Build a new leg.
Don't answer the calls. Don't answer the calls.
There you go. You're going to see two. All right, I'll be the judge. No.
I like the spinners.
Right? The spinners work.
The spinners work. The hydraulics, maybe.
The just for references, guys, have that actually QR code right on the screen, guys. If you want to follow everything that's going on in the school, click on that QR code. It'll take you straight to them, let you know what's going on, exactly what day, what month, and what time. So give them, check that out. You were talking about Bring a Friend Day ago. I suggest when you come over and you meet Ms. Scarlett's offer, bring Linda Blair. she would love to meet her.
No.
In person.
No.
Or she doesn't know who Linda Blair is. Do you know who Linda Blair is?
I do.
Okay, yeah. Bring Linda Blair.
No.
Ms. Scarlett's Linda Blair. Ms. Blair.
Perfect time to season for it.
And that's when the ALC comes in.
You know what? Yeah, we can do that.
But anyways, first of all, guys, I want to say thank you so much for coming out. I know, like I said, you've seen the show before, and it's first time we've had an actual school in our podcast. It's a lot of great information, especially for me. I'm pretty sure for Chu also.
Yeah.
We have families and friends that are always looking for the next best thing to do something different, you know,
we also have young ones who are, you know, about to, who maybe are a little lost right now because, you know, they're thinking pretty small, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're thinking like, well, I'm just going to work at HEB or something.
Yeah,
like
I got you. Yeah.
That's fine. But if you want a real career with a real job and, you know, if you want to be out there making babies and building families and stuff. Well, you can't do that.
You're right.
Without, you know,
need backup.
You're going to need backup.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than having a good career.
Yeah, good. A great, strong backbone career, man. And
absolutely.
And I've always said this to my nephews and nieces. I mean, when you see a plumber or electrician, HVAC, these guys, yeah, they're out there working the heat with anything. But I'll tell you something right now. Those guys will never go hungry because there's always a job out there looking for them.
Absolutely.
You know, especially here in the Valley. And that's one thing I would have loved, I could probably still do it. And I would love to just see if there's an online class or go to a class to do HVAC. HVAC's always interest me a lot. So I would love to learn that more about that. But yeah, this information, today's podcast, if you guys are listening, either if you're listening from New York, L.A., Florida, anywhere all over the United States, even across the world, if you're listening right now, don't be afraid to look them up. Get some information. I'm pretty sure they can reach out back to you and give you a little bit of info on what you need to do or, you know, what you can to be a part of that school or something close to what their school is like, different options, you know, something like that. Don't be afraid to reach out.
Yeah, reach out for information, you know, see. Because they can also help you decide what career you want to have.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, man. But anyways, guys, great podcast today. Thank you once again for coming out and having some fun with us. Any last words you need to say?
Thank you for having us here. It's been a blast.
Yeah. First podcast, by the way. Yeah. First podcast.
you guys made it. It's almost over.
Yeah, right.
But anytime you want to come back, anytime you want to talk about something or you want to bring students in too, like that would be great.
That'd be awesome also.
We would welcome them greatly, and we'd appreciate you guys coming.
Yeah. Appreciate everything you guys are doing for not only for the community, but for the RGV, giving open doors to people that are, you know, hey, tough decision when he did. Mm-hmm. It's time to own back and try to get something out of it. So that's awesome, you guys. Thank you so much. You guys are doing great things over there. But other than that, guys, like I said, thank you for coming out, having a little fun with us. I know it's a little different for other interviews we've ever had, anything like that. This is just more like a laid back, you know. Next time, I mean, when I swear, dude, when they walked in, I saw like, wow, they're all in business attire. I'm wearing a flame shirt. And you're wearing a shirt that says, yeah, no. Yeah. We are way out of our league right now. did I tell you? By the way, guys, in the ropes, we have a special guest in January or early December. We don't have the enclosed information yet, but we're still working on a date to bring this gentleman in to get interviewed. I won't let the cat out of the bag yet. Hopefully it's in the middle of October, late October or middle of November. But we have a special guest coming in, RGB icon. That's all I'm going to say. You've known him for years.
Then why bring it up?
Because
it's not even like.
So they can tune in if I drop in hints, dude. All right? Just shut up. Oh my God. You can never let me have one. Can I borrow that pin? Give me that pin right here. One!
If this is what's going to be like when we're team driving, dude, I don't.
Oh my God. Are we there yet?
Dude,
we
got
in a ditch. In a ditch! Turn on the podcast. Let's talk about this.
First
podcast trucker. Wow, I gave somebody an idea. Now they got to run with it. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for coming out having fun with us, man. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. All the craziness in here that happens every week. And this is just, it's like just sitting down, relaxing, having a glass of wine, and just talking amongst friends. And I appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out with us, all right?
Thank you so much.
Guys, this is the podcast for tonight, episode 263. Wow. Yeah, man. You know what? The HVAC thing looks really good.
It all sounds good, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of information. There's a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, you know? Dude, can you imagine? I went back and got my certification for electrical, certification for welding, and certification for HVAC. Dude, I could turn you into a cyborg, dude. That'd be so awesome. Live forever.
Promises, man. I give you a week, and then you get bored, and then you just,
you know what? I'm tired. Yeah. But I'm not done. And you'll be all right. Nah. I'll roll you to the studio. Nah. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in this week. A very educational podcast this week, man. I mean, we rarely have few.
Bound to happen.
It was bound to happen.
Bound to happen, yes.
The smart ones over there, this one's just not even there, just knows how to do this stuff. And I don't even know what I'm doing sometimes. I did it. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in this week. Next week, we have all-in-one techs and
Everything. I forgot the name of the company. They're our neighbors.
Oh, they're
going to be in here.
Next week's the taxes.
Yeah, taxes next week, buddy. And how are your taxes?
I'm great.
Yeah. That doesn't say a lot. But anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in. Any last words there, Jim?
I'm going to be honest with you. I stopped listening after someone mentioned free candy. I have no idea what happened.
Same here. They have me as an HVAC. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
Where?
Sugar. This is why you're right. When you're right, you idiot. Anyways,
so late.
Sign us out.
I didn't chew.
And I am. We'll see you next week, 7:30 p.m. Thursday night. Ladies, gators, peace out.
Bye.